Runky Bro.
I can't hear the intro.
I don't think you should be able to because it's
Hey, everybody. This is Matt and Zach and the Done in 30 podcast. This is episode number 14.
Oh. Good thing we didn't say that in unison because I had all my fingers extended.
Yeah, you did.
So this is episode 14. Maybe because like the 12th episode, I think, was the one that lasted for an hour and a half.
It was a twofer.
Yeah.
Or like that's 12 and 13.
More like a threefer.
This is 14-teen.
Yeah. Yeah, we could have just done like episode 12 times 3.
Oh, my gosh.
Part 1, part 2. I think actually how it released on YouTube.
Yeah, it released in two parts because I couldn't fit them into 64 megabytes.
But whatever, we're here now, episode 14. It is now, Friday, July 3rd?
Friday, July 3rd, 2015. Our year of the Lord, 2015.
Our year of the Lord. It's a beautiful, beautiful cloudy day here in Indianapolis.
Beautiful tornado weather right now.
Is the sky green?
It is wonderfully raining upwards. Dogs are getting along with cats. It is wonderful here.
Okay. It's too perfect. I don't know.
It's a simulation. It's too perfect.
So, something I was thinking about today was a coworker asked me about my trip to Florida. Did I talk about my vacation on the last show, or did we just like skim
the hungry,
over it?
Hungry hippos of the
alligators? Oh yeah, the mini golf. Yeah, that happened.
Did you see anybody die?
No.
Did you visit any meth labs or see any exotic lizards?
No, but apparently, according to sources. My sources tell me that Florida is the state that generates the best news ever.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm actually kind of saddened looking back now that I didn't witness anything ridiculous.
There are so many old people per capita.
Yeah, but it's not the old people, though. It's just
it's just like the young, retarded.
Okay, so you know how they talk about, so the United States is the melting pot of the world. I feel like Florida is the melting pot of the United States. So you've got everyone.
It's more like the 4chan of the United States.
Yeah, it really is. There are some, and I wish I had something funny to talk about, like an actual news story that happened. I'm sorry I didn't do my research, but they
man
like,
offended by the Confederate flag, sticking his head through a windshield. Whoopsh!
Oh God, the Confederate flag.
You offend me, madam.
I can't even imagine what kind of anarchy is going on down there. But the point is that I had recently
you get a good sandwich down there.
I listened to Drew Curtis of Fark.com. That's F-A-R-K, for those of you curious.
Go Fark yourself.
I haven't cussed yet, so this is good.
So far, so good. We're at the three-minute mark.
We are 3 minutes in, and I have yet to curse.
We are negative 20 fucks
And it's an R-rated episode. Well, if you'll recall, a couple shows ago, I think the... much like Blazing Saddles, like the intro music stopped, and I went straight to the F word.
You're like, expletive. Hey, expletive. Hey, how are you doing, expletive mother, expletive?
No, I think I said something like, if you don't know our names by now, go fuck yourself.
Oh, there's one. We're at negative 19 here, folks.
Anyways, we don't get that. Well, that's the internet.
Well, what is
fuck
it in golf? You start at negative, and you're trying to get zero or
there
something?
I don't think there's a sport out there where you start at negative.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, the end goal is to have the lowest score, but you're not...
Or the most amount of goal, unit, sacks, ball...
Love.
Love?
I was trying to squeeze something from tennis in there.
It's all about the love, man.
I don't even know what love is in tennis because, well, frankly, I just don't
love
care.
Love is a sarcastic way of saying zero.
Is that when they have the same score?
No, that's deuce. Dropping the deuce.
What were we talking about? Florida.
And advantage.
So I recently overheard a conversation Drew Curtis, the man that is from Fark.com, and he was asked if there is a state that brings him the most... Oh, and for those of you that aren't aware, Fark.com is a website that is kind of like user-submitted news stories from all over the globe.
Kind of like Cracked or...
Yeah, it's basically just kind of brings light to the fact of how ridiculous certain news stories are. It's not that like the journalist is ridiculous, but just
it's a critique
the content.
Of the content of the news.
And you can like skim through the news based on like funny, sad, happy, whatever, political. And you kind of like break down your world news, but there is definitely, if I recall, the last time I went to FARC, there is definitely a category called Florida.
It's its own category.
It has its
folks.
Own category. And for those of you like me that listen to the Bob and Tom show a lot,
so much
I listen to a lot of my news.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a bad thing or a good thing, but a lot of my news comes from FARC.
A lot of my news comes from the Daily Show.
It's all Florida. There's monotony.
Another trailer park exploded today.
Like, just imagine the most ridiculous thing happening in, let's say, like a McDonald's or a Walmart parking lot or...
A grill exploded today as a man tried to stick an alligator inside of a turkey, inside of a chicken, inside of a McRib. The chemistry could not handle it, and there was an explosion.
Okay, it has to involve an alligator or a McRib. There's always got to be a McRib involved. The guy, you know, guy stabs his wife 37 times. She survives, though. It's a funny story. But he was holding a McRib.
Like...
Oh, or maybe he stabbed her with the McRib.
What do you mean you don't
survived.
Like Breaking Bad? Stab.
I'm going to say you're like 25.
Okay. Stab.
Are you seeing this? Anyways. We have one audience member today. Andrew, say hello.
Hola.
All right.
Muy bien, gracias. He was dead.
He only speaks Spanish when being interviewed. Anyways, so that's pretty cool. We have
Come se dice, sweaty balls.
This is pretty much part of the course. We usually have one fan in the room at all times.
One fan at all times to know that we are actually real.
We're real people.
We need one
real
observer.
People reading real. We're not reading anything.
Reading real pseudo news.
Kind
that
of.
We made up.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be kind of fun. We could do like a faux news program.
That would be hilarious.
That's never been done before.
I kind of tried that.
Ooh,
a couple of episodes ago.
Maybe we should. Now, this would be a horrible copyright infringement, but can you imagine if we did a Onion news report?
Yeah. Like we just read one?
Yeah. Like just like there's a YouTube channel for The Onion, and occasionally they'll post just.
The professionalism in their graphics is hilarious.
Incredible. And then they'll Photoshop something ridiculous, and I don't know who their writers
reptile
kudos. the writers and the editors and whoever comes up with the comedy in The Onion, and they have like another. I'm trying to think. It's called like Clickhole or something. I've seen them online, but I'm not that educated.
Clickbait,
so.
Clicktrap.
No, it's Clickhole. I know it's not quite as catchy as The Onion, but
it's kind of dirty. You want click hole, baby?
Maybe it's online based. Maybe it's only like a website. Maybe they don't have videos. I don't know. I've just seen it on a certain social media site that I can't say probably out loud. I wonder if there is like a trademark if you said a certain, like if you reference something on a social media site, if there actually be trademark behind it. Or if because it's a social site that you can say the name.
Like would we be sued for saying Oreos?
Yeah, or like Coca-Cola. I don't know. Like, would you get in trouble for saying, like, I'm enjoying a large Coca-Cola with ice in it?
While reading my Superman comic book.
Fuck, I don't know. Oh, boy. And I only have 17 left. Now, I wonder if there is, like, is everything on the internet just not rated?
What do you mean?
Because, I mean, this could be a family-friendly show, and we could put, like, G. It's funny, right? Yeah, do you like that? I don't know, just like everything on the internet's like a horrible, what do they call the internet? The playground you never want your kids to play at.
The seeping crap hole of the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
The festering boil of telecommunication.
No, thank you. No, but seriously, I mean I'm 27 years old. You can't really like scar me
right.
Unless it's something
after
gross.
Interneting, please apply ointment.
I mean, there's
you may
so
have
much
rashes
there's
and
so much horrible things
laughter.
On the internet that you can't rate it. Like a movie is rated R, a game is rated
that's,
mature.
That's a very good point.
But like, can you really put a rating on the fact that the
like,
internet
no, no,
just
no.
is?
Can you put a rating
free?
On Lemon Party?
and now it's burned into my eyes. Yeah, hey guys, if you want to see something
5 is
funny,
rated M, but Two Girls One Cup is rated oh my god.
Yeah, like oh my god, where's
no,
the eye bleach?
No, not fit for life.
Are you playing footsie with me?
I mean, if you're into it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first show where Matt and I have had nothing to separate us and our knees are
literally
we're
just
almost touching.
Knocking them together, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like a bunch of knuckleheads.
Luckily, neither of us are wearing boots or else we'd be knocking boots. Let me cross my legs to make this more professional.
You heard it here, folks. Zach and Matt are knocking boots.
Excuse me. I didn't get a drink before we got started today.
I had a couple drinks before we got started today.
Oh, did you?
Can you tell?
No, I just thought, would you work today?
I had a half day.
Oh, Jesus.
Got day drunk at the local water hole
and then
got my oil changed.
Can you describe the name of the water hole?
Let's just say that there are a few W's involved.
Oh, okay, okay. I can picture the business. Is that where you walked back from?
Yeah. It's not that far.
It's way too drunk to drive.
But
hey, my oil change done.
I can walk 4 leagues.
I better drive this puppy home. That's good. I'm proud of you guys. So you went to the W establishment.
Yes, the worldwide of dubs.
And consumed beers.
And I had a habanero with boneless wings.
Hmm.
And those Parmesan garlic. Oh my God, those are annoying.
Jalapeno.
Jalapa in squigglio.
I enjoy jalapeno flavoring. I enjoy jalapenos on a meal, but when you fresh cut those motherfuckers and they got the seeds still in them, oh, it burns. Especially if you touch your eye afterwards. I can't really speak from experience. I'm just assuming it's
jalapenos.
Horrible.
Jalapenos are pickled. Pickles are pickled. Pickles are pickled in a pickle, kind of like brine. Brine's like a embalming fluid. Embalming fluid! Chickens are actually injected with embalming fluid, I learned recently, to actually increase their weight.
That's really depressing.
It is.
I thought we were trying to have fun here.
It's got to bring it down.
Yeah, way to go. Why don't you pull up that website with all the mischievous police activity again? Let's depress the show again.
Countercurrent news. It's just everything that's depressing.
Well, on a serious note, did you want to talk about that act or whatever that got passed or whatever? Did you do any more research on that? Because I didn't.
The TPP is still being talked about by various members of the House. The lobbyists are still lobbying for it for a blanket signature, and that's not good. I know that there are a couple organizations that are getting together to get people to start talking to the congressmen and say, the TPP is bad. It's bad for everything that starts with T and PP.
But so it's not like official yet, is that what you're
saying? It's not official. It's still being talked about, and it's being talked about in secret, which is bad.
Most things are talked about in secret. What?
Nope. They won't let you take anything out. They won't let you make copies. It's ridiculous.
So this seems legit.
It's super shady.
Good old government doing something shady.
Like, that much stipulation on something just makes me automatically want to go, no, not going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, come on. That's like you go to, like, a car dealership and you want to purchase a vehicle. And it's, we're not going to tell you how much it costs.
Until you get to the price tag.
You don't know. You buy it. You have to sign your name. You have to provide your bank account information. You have to sign up for some ridiculous loan.
And then there's, like, tape over it. And then you get to peel it and go, oh, goody.
Oh, my God. What's my APR? 10%? Son of a... And you're just... Yeah. I mean, hey, you don't get to actually know the specifics.
For those of you who don't know that, the APR stands for Apple Pretzel Reese's Cup.
I don't think I know what APR stands for. I just know it means
annual
interest rate.
Annual percentage...
Rate?
Rate.
Oh, okay, because it could be fixed or it could be variable. Right. I forgot about that. I always just say interest rate.
I say...
So, fun fact, a friend of mine sells cars at a very luxurious used car lot that is nationwide.
Does he freebase them?
Why would he freebase when he... Anyways, so... Matt, slow down. So, anyway, so he sells cars, and people buy them. But unfortunately, they don't have the best of credit. And when they come
into... The guy who sells the cars or the people buying?
No, the people buying them. And so, unfortunately, they don't
trade like fields of corn and chickens and stuff.
No, they don't accept that kind of payment.
What about unborn children?
So, actually, that's terrible. So, anyway, so I'm told that people come there because they need to buy a car. It's not because they want to buy a car.
Gotcha.
And so, basically, they come there and they say, we need a car before we leave today. What can you do for us? They'll say,
I have this Coupe de Ville.
I've got this, this, and this. They're in your price range. Now let's work on monthly payments. Now let's work on whatever. So he sells the car, and then his finance department actually sits down with these people, and they basically have to crunch the numbers until they walk out with the vehicle. And certain times, due to monthly payment information.
If we pay $50 until you die, carry the one.
Kind of. So let's say they get you down to a reasonable monthly payment, but your credit is terrible. He told me that he's seen APRs as high as 28%.
That's like a credit card, dude.
That is more than a credit
card. That's like walking into Kohl's and being like, I want one of your Kohl's cards. And I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
Give me a Kohl's card, and it's got 35% interest on it. Okay, so I have been
a
credit card member at a certain financial institution in this country.
It shall not be named.
Well, I just don't use
company
names.
For speaking its names when the utterance thereof will bring forth the evil that is this establishment. Speak not of it.
Why didn't you tell me to drink before today's show? Son of a bitch.
Know.
I'm just trying to be all professional and mild-mannered.
I don't know what you do during the day.
I work.
I mean, I had a half day, so it kind of worked.
Sorry.
I was responsible today.
Yeah, I was in, I don't know, I just.
I'm sorry, I totally just shat on your point.
Yeah, I was telling a story.
APRs,
we can just,
interest
we
rates.
Can, yeah, we can
oh
edit that
gosh,
part out.
Oh my gosh, we're in economics class right now. Oh. Like, come on, guys.
But you graduated.
I know, I don't need to take any more classes.
Okay, so. I don't even know what I was talking about. The point is
Florida.
That I've had a credit card. Yeah, Florida. So I've had a credit card with a bank for.
Let's take it back to.
Fuck, I don't know.
This is
like,
Matt and Zach.
This is the Matt and Zach show.
Hey.
It's E-Money in the house.
E-Money just walked in. We now
E-Money
have
in the house. Say hey.
Hey.
There we go.
Actually picked her up pretty well.
It did.
Really?
Yeah.
So, Here, we'll do the like last 10 minutes of the show on PopCon. How about that?
Okay, I would like some
popcorn. No, because we're not there yet.
Oh.
So.
I think 50 visitors per day.
50 visit, 313 people were the total of Return to Theory, if that's what you're talking about.
No,
what?
Not that. Like, I'm talking about page views to the website.
Oh, yeah.
Oh?
So we have some Google Analytics attached to the website, and I've been passing around, like, cards and stuff like mad whenever I was actually at PopCon.
Yeah, you were. You had a shitload
of
cards.
And that actually translated into 50 unique views per day, roughly.
Oh, congratulations. Now, is this madattack.com?
That is madattack.com. the obscene amount of T's and Q's.
Yeah. What is it? Double A, double T, triple T,
I mean,
quadruple T.
If you're listening to this right now, I mean, you're already in the right space. Don't even do anything.
Unless you're on YouTube. Would you put your web address... Wait a minute, are you still doing this on YouTube, or are we back to Mad Attack?
You know, I completely forgot about the YouTube channel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So...
I think I stopped at, like...
What, 5?
Or 8 or something.
So I've been talking about YouTube this whole time. Which
I mean, technically we are on YouTube. The search engine optimization
is
garbage, but...
Well, you just have to put all the words together.
Yeah.
Done in 30 is one word, and then you just say, like... I think you just
Excelsior.
Type in, I think you type in YouTube and it brings you right. The first search is our channel.
Nice.
We have a channel on YouTube, people.
We have a channel. It's channel 8.
Anyway, so spell Mad Attack again. I mean, for those of you listening, this is obviously kind of like a no-brainer, but
right. I mean, we're not in Stitch or anything, so it's MATTATTAQ.
Okay.
.com.
It's just two T's.
Don't spell the dot. That doesn't work.
DOTCOM.
Yeah, I tried that.
Wasn't that like a movie or something? Like a bad, scary movie? .com is like DOTCOM.
Fear.com?
Yeah, fear.com. That sounds right.
So, PopCon.
Yeah. So, we're about 20 minutes deep in this hoe. So, I don't know. Let's do the.
We're shifting kidneys 20 minutes deep.
This is like, what, your fourth or fifth convention that you've
got? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is.
How many think you've been to in total since you've been a comic book?
Indie PopCon 3 times. I've been to ICC. I've been to.
What's ICC?
That is the Indiana Comic Con. I've been
Indiana.
To.
You always do that voice.
I've been to Indiana or Indie PopCon.
This is an NPR, man.
I think this is my fifth or sixth.
Okay. Wow. So yeah. five or six conventions.
I'm not exactly a double digit midget, as my dad used to say.
Excuse me?
See, whenever you're 10, you're double digit, so, but you're still so small, so you're a midget.
So the next time I approach a potential female in a bar, I just say,
"What's up, double digit midget?"
Say, "Hey, baby, I noticed you a 10, which makes you a double digit midget." And then I say, "What's
technically
that?
That is accurate because the average size of a woman is 5'3", and technically I am 5'10", thus making me taller, and to me, you are a midget.
Yeah, that's making me taller than the average female.
As you're pushing up your glasses and going.
So I definitely saw a female on a online dating site that said she was, drumroll please, 6'2".
Wow.
And I was like, damn, I want to get up in that.
6'6", all up in that.
So, and I'm like right under 6 foot. I'm like 5'11" and 3/4" or something, 5'11", 11". How about that? Sounds fun to say,
are
right?
Are we like the same size, would you say? Or like,
wait a minute, 5'11", 11".
5'11" and 11/10".
11, I see what you 12. Did there. No, but seriously, like 6'2", like it would be like interesting to date a woman and actually like look up to her, you know?
And then if she wears heels, she's like a pterodactyl to you. You're like, oh God, don't eat me.
And I mean, I don't mean to sound immature here, but it's almost like the right height to give her a hug and just rub your face right in those dirty pillows.
Unless she has an elongated neck or something.
Ugh.
That neckline, just like right in the collarbone.
That neckline. Hey, man, collarbones can be
very,
you know,
pointy,
a thing, you know?
Very bony, very
something to rest your face
stick-like.
On.
Stick-like.
Anyways, let's avoid the dirty talk.
I mean.
So, okay. IndiePopCon was this weekend. You were booth 525.
What was it? What is IndiePopCon, in your opinion?
IndiePopCon seemed like a convention that didn't really have a whole lot of pop attached to it. It was more or less like, it felt more like it felt like a convention that didn't really have a theme. It was just television shows. I guess pop really just means pop culture, right?
That is correct.
Oh, damn, I'm good. Woo! All right, now edit in right there, like edit in some like look at the time, 22:17. It's 22:17. Now I want you to edit in some applause.
I'm gonna edit in a fart. Just
no, dick. I want an applause.
Just
like
a long wet,
like it was incredible. Like imagine like a kid solving like a math problem for the first time, and you're like, yay! And
I'm not retarded.
Yeah, I'm not handicapped. And then, you know, yay! It's like a standing ovation amount of like applause.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay,
I'll see what I can do.
That'll be in post production. But moving forward, so yeah, it's pop culture shit. So basically, Doctor Who,
Star Wars. There was My Little
Star
Ponies.
Star Wars.
Was,
yeah,
like, comic
unfortunately,
books
there was My Little Pony. What's that? Firefly. Yeah,
yeah,
I think I saw some Firefly stuff. There was a lot of gaming oriented stuff. I saw some
they had
like
YouTubers. They had the YouTube
yes,
guys.
There was YouTubers there.
Markiplier
drew
had all the pan wet, apparently.
Apparently, Markiplier drew a crowd that basically was the reason PopCon was
there.
They
circumnavigated the globe just to get there upon their camels and horses
stuff. It felt like it just. Well, I wasn't there when it happened. Well, you were there. Okay, so
I mean, it was a really positive experience for me as
well.
An
no,
exhibitor.
But I'm just saying, like, well, yeah, I want to hear your more in-depth description of it. But for me, as a casual fan, a filthy casual, I came in on Sunday at like 3 o'clock, so the thing's almost out. Or it was like 2.
Yeah, the YouTubers have already left. It was really interesting to see the kind of culture shift. I think it was a younger crowd that I'm typically seeing at there's only been 2 indie pop cons. This is the second one.
Yeah, so it's pretty
they had this
young.
Brilliant thing where they would give the exhibitors cards of the other exhibitors or events that were happening. So there was one for like Endless Dungeon, which is a really cool like charity D&D thing.
Okay.
They had one for a former co-student, I don't know, former classmate of mine, Elspeth Eastman. She has a YouTube channel and a Twitch channel where she plays video games. Plus, she does, like, voices.
Oh, nice.
There was Troy Baker. Is that his name? We have a physical confirmation of that. We met Troy Baker, who signed Elizabeth's copy of BioShock Infinite. And he wrote, Elizabeth!
And who's Troy Baker?
Troy Baker is the actual voice actor for Booker, the main character.
Really?
Yeah. And
you met the guy that does Booker's voice?
And he does other voices, too. He did the voice of Last of Us.
Okay.
Did he also do Uncharted?
That's pretty legit. Okay.
So if you've been playing video games that are AAA titles the last couple of years, you know his voice.
Nice. Yeah, no, I definitely know his voice. I watched a pretty extensive... That's right. I don't own Bioshock Infinite. I just watched the playthrough. Most of a playthrough. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? No, actually, you want to hear something?
Steam now,
you want to hear it even? You want to hear something even better? Before I lost my Xbox Live Gold, I downloaded it for free. I definitely own Bioshock Infinite and just have yet to play it. So,
it's the same thing for me in Dishonored.
It shows. Oh yeah, I've got Dishonored. I already played and beat Dishonored, but I would love to play it again.
Was that good?
Dude, yeah, it was fantastic.
I played like the first 45 minutes and I kind of had fun, but I had no idea what I was doing and it really wasn't like...
It's not all about stealth. It's all about like...
See, that's what I'm used to.
Choosing a path.
Oh.
You can be stealthy or you can just walk in and shoot people. Well, actually, I don't really think you have a pistol. I think you have to fight them physically. But
stab them with...
It's an incredible game. For not really being... What would you call that? RPG or would you call that something else?
I would say it's a first person like... adventure game with
but I'm not really into those.
There really weren't any RPG elements. Were there unlockables or like talent trees or anything?
Yes, you did have certain abilities. You had like stealth and power.
So it would be closer like a first person Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, and I would probably like Assassin's Creed, but I just don't devote a lot of energy to video games anymore.
I would play the first one, second one's okay, but then it kind of goes downhill pretty steadily.
I think they're coming out with like the 7th one now.
They're coming out with like the 17th one right at this rate. It's like iPhone updates every few months.
Every day you wake up, there's a new update.
It's at this point, it's like patching. Assassin's Creed, another one.
Hey, there's another Assassin's Creed. You go
another one too.
You going back in time? I don't know why I got so urban there, but
yeah, I don't know. I was just screaming.
You were doing not Gilbert Godfrey. What's his name? Bobcat Goldthwait.
I don't see it. I don't say it.
All right, so we're coming up upon the 3-minute mark here. The red light's coming on. Our producer's giving us the
finger.
The wrap up. So as an exhibitor and as somebody that's produced and published their own comic book, and somebody that is a handsome devil, why don't you tell me about your official review of PopCon 2015? You know, what was the atmosphere?
It was very welcoming to new talents,
celebrities.
A lot of the people were incoming or newcomers or relatively young in like the comic space or the art space, so it was really nice to have like a lot of younger talent there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it was a relatively cheap buy-in. It was like $150 for a table, so that's really all I needed to climb up to reclaim my table rate. Which to me really wasn't too much product. There was this lady though. She was like excited about anything rabbits, and I've got Reggie and the rabbit. So she's like, rabbits, what's that about? And as soon as she heard about like a zombie rabbit, she's like, a zombie rabbit, an alien zombie rabbit. And she bought like everything.
So she bought literally your entire stock, and you paid for the table and then some.
Yep.
That's a complete lie, but whatever.
And then some, but then parking and food and all the cool stuff.
We did. You, your significant other, and I definitely had dinner afterwards. So.
I met Sam Ellis, the lead character designer of Archer, and he also does a comic for Adventure Time. That's pretty exciting.
Oh, I love Archer. Oh, hey, you ready for some shit? I left my drink in your car, so hope you enjoyed my Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, that went straight to the dumpster.
No! I paid like $1.30 for that. Are you me?
It was a whole barrel of carbonated liquid syrup water.
I got out of your car. Matt hopped in the front seat. I walked in the parking garage. I lifted my hand to my lip to suck down my cold soda beverage because I was parched. And then I did one of these like in the parking garage. I try not to make it too murderous because I didn't want the security guard in the parking garage
or your windows to fog up and you crash into somebody.
No, I wasn't in my car yet.
You were reaching.
Walking in.
Oh.
Yeah, I was
did
like.
Did you not realize that it was an empty hand? You're like, wait a second. This is an awful light, Dr. Pepper.
Oh.
See how ridiculous that is?
Okay, that's it. We got to... I need a drink. That was Done at 30 with Matt and Zach.
Done at 30, guys.
Have a good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.